federal government is providing funding for research to close the Indigenous health gap in the Northern Territory. Kate McDowell reports.
The National Health and Medical Research Council will fund $12 million for 9 medical research projects in the Northern Territory. Introducing the initiative earlier today, Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt says findings from the research will be important for all Australians.
Findings from that will impact not only for Indigenous people across this nation, but the applied translational research will be as equally valuable for all Australians.
Funding is going to researchers from Darwin's Menzies School of Health Research. Director of Menzies School of Health Research, Professor Alan Cass, says the research is vital for communities.
This funding is from the National Health and Medical Research Council for some key projects here that are focusing on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child health. A key issue for us all is how health across one's life is impacted, and we particularly think that focus on the early years when we can look at prevention and the evidence for interventions that will help people grow strong and healthy is of vital importance for government and the community.
The study has been following the health of Aboriginal babies in the Northern Territory for 30 years. Participants were found to be healthy until adolescence. However, weight gain and diseases, including diabetes, kidney and heart disease, are emerging. The follow-up study will investigate the risks and identify those most at risk of developing diseases that cause the gap in life expectancy. Mr. Cass says one of the biggest contributions to the life expectancy gap is chronic illness.
One of the critical contributors to the gap in life expectancy that unfortunately is still so large is people dying early from chronic illness.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion says 689 Aboriginal children born in the Royal Darwin Hospital participated in the study. Mr. Cass says these diseases are burdening the community.
We see this burden of chronic illnesses like diabetes, kidney disease, heart disease and cancers that is so profound in its impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Mr. Cass says more than 700 Aboriginal adults are on dialysis in the territory.
In the territory, and this is my area of specialty work, there are now over 700 Aboriginal adults who are on dialysis.
Mr. Cass says maternal immunisation is another study.
Another study that was funded on this occasion is one where we're focusing on maternal immunisation to try to improve the early health of the children of those mothers.
Mr. Cass says newborn's immunity is dependent on the mother.
A situation where for the first few months of your life after you're born, your immunity and your ability to fight off infection is significantly dependent on antibodies and on what's come from the mother to the early child.
Mr. Cass says research sheds a light into the best treatments.
We shed more and more information and understanding of those emerging patterns of health and illness and what keeps people strong and resilient and assures their sense of well-being, that we need to understand what is the evidence about the best treatments that we can use to keep people healthy.
He says it's important to address chronic diseases to close the gap.
I think we must address this devastating burden of chronic disease if we are to close the gap. We all believe, in terms of every person in Australia, deserves an equitable shot at being healthy, strong, living a long, productive life, getting access to the health services that they need, and this type of evidence will underpin that.
And that story was by Kate McDowell.